Ray. People will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Longhorns baseball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A District. Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Greg Kubsa enters his 15th year as the head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 9 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Jason Ford, Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHSI Radio crew for today's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball Game.
We are live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas for some varsity baseball action here between the George Ranch Longhorns and the Katy Patesville Panthers. Longhorns coming in 3-3 after a 2-3 performance in the Bridgeland ISD tournament. They destroyed Langham Creek 14-0 and got another 7-0 win over Bridgeland High School in that tournament. Carson Morton went 6 innings pitch, only allowing one hit in that game against Bridgeland. Tonight on the mound for the Longhorns, Chase Kurtz, the senior left-hander, he'll be on the mound for Coach Kubsa, and we talked to Coach Kubsa earlier. You'll be hearing that just in a minute. I would like to introduce my broadcasting partner for today, TJ Downey. He's doing his first ever baseball game here on GRHSI Radio. Congratulations to you and welcome in.
Hello, everyone. Excited to be here.
All right, TJ, so what do you got for today? You know, very interesting matchup. We played Pato last year in the same exact tournament, and we beat them, I believe, 11-1. So, you know, we're looking to see some more of that out of the Longhorns today.
You know, what we're looking for here today is a good game by Chase Kurtz. You know, he's had some shaky starts. He wants to bounce back, and I think he can do it. You know, when he's in the zone, he's a filthy pitcher. I mean, when that two-seamer is in the zone, it's impossible to hit, and I think if he's able to control his stuff and stay in the zone, George Ranch will have no problem winning this game at all.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you know, for the Panthers, they're coming in 5-0, and you know, picked up a big 12-5 victory over Morton Ranch in their first district game this past Tuesday. In fact, on the mound for them is Victor Salazar. He'll be doing the work contrary of Chase Kurtz. You know, we'll have our interview with Coach Kubsa. He talked about, you know, this offensive explosion that the Longhorns have had here in this preseason tournament and whatnot, and how pitching needs to really control themselves and really dominate the game. We'll have that when we get back.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everyone. As promised, we'll have Coach Kubza on the air here shortly. We'll get that for you right now. Seems the interview really isn't working. We're having a couple technical issues with the interview, but I'll go ahead and recap what he said. You know, we're going to this tournament 3-3, and you know we've had some really good wins over some top 50 schools. I mean, even some schools in the top five, and we beat Pearland 14-5. That was the first game that we did here on GRHS iRadio. We did that for you last Monday. That was a huge win, and the offense really has sparked here early on. We've had multiple performances of over 12 runs. I mean, we beat Langham Creek 14-0, and the offense has really sparked here to start. And, you know, you're going to want to see that throughout the season. He said how Coach Kubza mentioned how all the hitters at the plate really have a disciplined approach and are buying in to what is going on in practice and in the athletic period, and that's really good to see if you want to be successful here in baseball, especially in the always competitive 26A district. Mentioned how Chase Kurtz, the lefty on the mound today for the Longhorns, is going to have to be in the zone with his two seamer, as my partner TJ was mentioning. He said how Chase is going to have to induce weak contact and really stay in the zone and let the hitters hit the ball and let them beat you, make them beat you more so instead of beating yourself. Be in the zone, throw strikes, make them hit the ball, and whenever you can, just dominate. And that's what they're going to need out of Chase Kurtz here today and out of all the pitchers throughout the rest of the season. TJ, what are your thoughts on you know, going into this game, Kurtz on the mound, and you know, going through the season.
Again, going back to Kurtz with his two-seamer, I mean, when he's in the zone, it's hard to hit. I mean, the thing runs about a foot and a half, and it also has a lot of vertical drop on it, and it's just a really hard pitch to hit. And he's also got a good kind of slurve, kind of slider breaking ball along to go, like, to go along with it, and it's when he's in the zone, it just works. And that's the key to the game today, to shut down the offense and let our bats go to work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, pretty sure that's the key for any baseball game. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right for this one. Chase Kurtz is going to have to be dominant as he normally is. If you remember from last year, J.C., Jonathan Canter, he reminds me a lot of him, maybe a little bit more velocity. But, you know, he's got that type of stuff. He's got that tailing two-seamer along with that breaking ball. And, you know, Canter had an incredible year last year. We're missing him very badly here this year. But, Kurtz has sort of the same stuff. And, I mean, the rotation this year has been really good. I mean, you had Jackson Rifle at the top, you have Carson Morton, who shoved against Bridgeland. You have Chase Kurtz, you have Logan Watson. I mean, it's a great rotation for Coach Kubza this year, and this is probably one of the better teams that we've seen here at the ranch as of recent. When we get back, we'll have both lineups for the Paytel Panthers and your George Ranch Longhorns. We'll be right back here on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School varsity baseball.
We are ready for some baseball, folks. Longhorns have taken the field here to start things off. TJ, you have the Paytel Panthers lineup.
Here's the lineup for the Paytel Panthers. Batting first and pitching and playing DH, Victor Salazar. Batting second and playing second base, Charlie Radley. Batting third and playing center field, Yarel Delgado. Batting fourth and playing first base, Matthew Scott. Batting fifth and playing left field, Maddox Prentice. Batting sixth and playing third base, Hector Milan. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Adniel Quiez-Torres. Batting eighth and playing catcher, Alan Soto. And batting ninth and playing right field, Christian Chacon.
And I will go ahead and introduce to you the Longhorns defense for today's game against the Panthers. From left to right, we'll start in the outfield. Trey Akins out in left doing his duties in left, as he's done in the past couple years. You got Ryan Barton out in center, the gold glove type defender. He's got incredible speed out there and a really good glove to show for it. Cody Ford out in right, the big man out in right field. See what he can do today. Left to right in the infield, Trent Richards at third, Lane Walton at short, Brady Duquet at second, Blake Behealer at first, and the battery for the Longhorns is Chase Kurtz with Jack Braswell behind the plate. We're ready for first pitch here from George Wrench High School in Richmond, Texas. Kurtz looks in and deals. The first pitch swung on and missed. Look, good fastball there in the zone, and that's what we're gonna see a lot
back
of that
to the
from
two
Kurtz
seamer
today.
Again. I mean, he put it in the zone and a swing and a miss, induced first pitch of the game.
0-1 from Kurtz. Another fastball in the zone, chopped out to Duque. A second throw to first in time for the first out of the ball game. Victor Salazar grounds out to second.
Batting second, second baseman Charlie Radley.
I mean, that's what you're looking at of Kurtz here. You know, that two-seamer, not only does it induce a lot of swing and misses, but whenever they make contact, it's a lot of weak grounders, and that's exactly what we got there to start the game.
You know, that two-seamer sinker, it has a lot of downward action on it, and it tends to get people to roll over on it, and that's exactly what we saw there.
All right, Charlie Radley up now, the second baseman for the Panthers. First pitch swung on line to center. Barton looks to be on it, and he has it for the second out of the game. We're moving quick here to start.
So far, only three pitches in, and we've got two outs.
Yeah, that one wasn't the most – that one was solid contact from Radley, but unfortunately hit right to the center fielder Barton. And now there's two outs here in the first. Brings up Uriel Delgado, center fielder for the Panthers today. First pitch from Kurtz. In there for a strike, two-seamer on the outside corner. The key for Kurtz here is to be in the strike zone, and right now he's looking to do exactly that. 0-1. This one runs up and in and hits him. That's called the commentator's jinx right there. So you're in the zone. One pitch, next pitch, you hit the batter.
Matthew Scott.
Matthew Scott up now.
Not an issue for Kurtz. I mean, he's got two outs with a runner on first. He's just got to relax and do what he's been doing and put it in the zone.
A lot of lefties here for the Panthers. Should work in favor for the Longhorns with the lefty Kurtz on the mound. First pitch. Low and gets by Braswell. Runner will take second on the wild pitch from Chase Kurtz. And Kurtz was in the zone for the first two batters, and after that hit by pitch, looks like he was trying to make up for that missing high and in, and he was trying to get it low and away. Might have done a little bit too
much.
Just
looked like he didn't get the release point right on that fastball right there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, TJ. And it's 1-0 here on Scott. The pitch, low and outside, and gets to the screen again. Another wild pitch for Kurtz, and the Panthers have a runner on third now. Kurtz, after good command early, back-to-back pitches, or back-to-back-to-back pitches where the Panthers have gotten some bases on it. 2-0 here on Matthew Scott. Kurtz, the kick, the pitch, swung on in line down the line, but foul. Kurtz caught a break there on that swing from Scott. Left that fastball too far over the plate, and Scott hammered it, but just foul. It's 2-1 here on Matthew Scott. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-2 now. Kurtz getting back to even here. See if he can get out of this first inning unscathed. Two-two pitch, swung on and lined on the line again, but foul. Fastball was a little bit up and in on Scott. He was able to get the bat on it. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Kurtz. Swung on and grounded to second. Duque has it. Throw to first in time for the third out of the inning. Kurtz allows a runner to get to third, but Fortunately for the Longhorns, he does not come around to score. We go to the bottom of the first, tied at zero.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball, live on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back in, everyone. Peyto Panthers out on the field for the bottom of the first tier. I will go ahead and introduce to you the Longhorns starting lineup, and then my partner, TJ, will have the Panthers defense lined up behind the pitchers, Victor Salazar. All right, for the Longhorns, Coach Cubs has brought out his normal lineup that he's probably going to use in some really important district games. Ryan Barton leads things off in center field. Chase Adams in the two-hole. He's doing the DH duties for Coach Cubza. Blake Behealer batting third. He's at first. Lane Walton in the cleanup spot. He's at short today. Trent Richards batting fifth. He's at third. Trey Akins in the sixth spot. He's in left. Brady Duque in the seventh spot. He's playing second today. Cody Ford in the eighth spot in right. And finally, Jack Braswell in the ninth spot doing the catching duties. Salazar, the lefty for the Panthers, looks in. Third baseman playing the bunt. First pitch from Salazar is in there for a strike on the outside corner. A little bit of lefty-on-lefty action.
Two lefties game today. We're going to see a lot of ground outs and a lot of two-seamers.
A little mound visit here early after the first pitch.
Seems to be a little miscommunication there by the pitcher and catcher.
Yeah, it might have just been a little bit of like mixed signs and whatnot. Went out there to clarify. 0-1 pitch, high and outside for ball one.
Salazar, he's working pretty quickly out of the windup. He's not taking much time off in between pitches.
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's a very quick windup. 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side.
Yeah, it seems like between every pitch, Barton's just got to get back in the box really fast.
And there's no pitch clock here in high school baseball, but you know, Salazar's really trying to work into that pitch clock era that we are headed into. 1-2 here to Barton. Swung on, fouled off again.
Good job staying alive right here. You know, he's got a good two-strike approach, and he's anything in the zone. I mean, he's throwing the barrel at it, and he's doing a great job of fouling it off.
It's 1-2 here on Barton. A couple foul balls in this at-bat. Salazar looks in. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Good fastball on the high part of the plate. And there's one out here in the bottom of the first.
Just got him with an elevated fastball right there. Not much you can do about that. It's a good pitch.
Yeah, once you see that fastball elevated, your eyes really start to just widen. And, you know, you think you could hit it a country mile, but, you know, it's really hard to catch up to those high fastballs. Chase Adam digs in now. First pitch to Adams, high and outside for ball one.
Just missed that outside corner.
1-0 here to Adams. In there for a strike. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate. Adams might have gotten a little bit frozen by that. 1-1 pitch from Salazar. Swung on, chopped to short. Shortstop has it. Throw to first is high. And Adams going for second. He will make it to second safely. And Adams gets all the way to second on the E6.
Just didn't look like a smooth throw right off the bat and ends up sailing over the first baseman's head.
Yeah, no, it's really hard to throw out a guy that has really good speed like Chase Adams does. And actually, as a DH, you're DHs normally don't have that much speed, but Adams, he's one of those guys that has the speed, and he's just he's a really good ball player. Got the speed and in the two hole for a reason. On second base for the always dangerous Blake Behealer.
Runners in scoring position for the guy you want up.
You ask Coach Kubza, and there's no better guy you want up here in this situation. First pitch to Behealer. Inside for ball one. Behealer standing pretty much over the plate, so anything inside will always be really close.
He's got the ability to turn on anything. That's why he crowds the plate like that.
He's got a really fast swing, really quick hands. 1-0 pitch inside, almost hits him, and it's 2-0.
Looks like he's trying to back him off the plate here.
You're not going to be able to do that with Behealer at the plate. He's definitely going to stand his ground. And you know, one good thing about Behealer is he had 7 home runs last year. He was in the top 5 for returning players in 6A. 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled off to the screen. Good day for baseball here. We've got some overcast and pretty cold, colder weather than what we've experienced in the past couple days.
Yeah, a little cold front came through the past day or so. We got a slight wind blowing out to left field. Nothing too crazy that'll generate a jet stream that'll affect the carry of the baseball.
2-1 pitch is popped up and foul over the back of the screen. 2-2 now on Behealer. Sitting at a cool 57 degrees here in Richmond. Salazar looks in. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen again. Behealer fouling all these balls back to the screen, straight back, is showing that he's on time with Salazar, but just a little bit under every single pitch right now.
I mean, he's got his timing down. He just needs to put the barrel in the right spot.
Yeah, if he could find good barrel here, the timing is working here for Behealer, so good barrel could induce some damage here. 2-2 pitch. High for ball three. It's now full here on the Longhorns first baseman.
You know, something about Blake Behealer is he also does have a really good eye, and he is able to work counts in his favor and able to create walks, and that's what makes him a valuable player as well as his hitting ability.
Time called at the plate by Behealer, looked like. Salazar taking a little bit longer to work, having a conversation here from the Panthers coach. And seems like everything's already made up.
Not sure what the message was there. Yeah.
Anyway, play will be resumed here. Full count here on Behealer. Salazar looks in. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Huge fastball on the inside part of the plate to get by Behealer.
That's not one you see very often. He just beat him with a fastball firm and inside. And unfortunately, he just was a little late on it.
Yeah, you could tell Behealer was sort of sitting off speed after not getting a single off speed that entire at-bat. And Salazar went right back to the fastball. That's called double-guessing your opponent. Lane Walton stepping up now. Salazar has not thrown a single off-speed pitch here in the first. First pitch, another fastball outside for ball one.
I mean, against Lane Walton, I mean, you're going to want to mix in these off-speed pitches because if he catches a fastball in the zone and he's on time, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he's got one of those sweet lefty swings that is really fast and really good to have as a shortstop. This one runs inside and hits Walton. So now two runners on for the Longhorns.
That one looked a little painful right in the back.
Yeah, hopefully it didn't catch any of the bone and all muscle.
Hopefully he's
all right. Yeah. Hopefully it caught one of those soft spots instead of any, like, bone. Well, Walton's all right. First and second now for Trent Richards. Salazar looks in. Richards digs in. Here's the first pitch. High for ball one. seems like a good time to remind y'all that the LCSD Varsity Baseball Tournament is held throughout this entire weekend, and all games are 2 hours long. They're on a time limit, so at the end of the 2 hours, whatever the final score is your final. 1-0 pitch to Richards, almost hits him, and it's 2-0.
You know, it seems like Salazar is losing a little control of that fastball right now. He's got to dial in and get back in the zone.
Here on Richards, the pitch in there for strike one. That one might have been a little bit off the plate. Richards really didn't like it, but it's 2-1 here. From Salazar. Inside, and now it's 3-1.
You know, Longhorns are doing a good job of working these counts and not swinging at stuff that's not in the zone.
Hitters count here for Richards. Not be surprised if Cubs gave him the green light. 3-1 pitch is high and outside for ball four.
And we got bases loaded now for the big left fielder, Trey Akins.
Batting six, left fielder, number 24.
You know, this reminds me a lot of another good spot that we saw earlier last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me.
In the first inning, Longhorns had bases loaded and two outs for Akins, and he ripped a three RBI
triple.
Yeah,
I wonder if this guy's ever had bases loaded before.
Yeah. It's definitely a good thought in mind. Akins digs in. First pitch from Salazar. Here's the pitch. Is high for ball one. Salazar, I don't think Salazar has thrown a single off-speed pitch yet.
Fastball around the letters there. Close call, but a little high.
1-0 pitch. In there for a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1 here on Akins. Salazar doing a good job of getting to that inside corner and really keeping these hitters off balance and getting their timing mixed up. 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off. That was a violent swing from Akins. He wanted to do damage on that one. Yeah. He wanted to do some damage. He's got one of those swings that when he makes contact, the ball's going to shoot off the bat. The exit velos are incredibly high when it comes to Akins.
He's just a powerful dude.
1-2 pitch. Swung on line down the line, but foul. He almost hit Chase Adams. He had to dive out of the way of that one.
Close call there. That one would not feel good.
Yeah, and Adams is just laughing off the jump scare.
Yeah, his life flashed for his eyes right there.
You do not want to be hit by a ball coming off of Akins' bat. Time called at the plate. One, two pitch to Akins, swung on and missed. Ball gets to the backstop, and everyone will be safe. RBI strikeout by Akins. I don't know if that counts as an RBI, but Akins reaches first, and the Longhorns put a run here in the first.
You know, that's not exactly the way they drew it up, but, you know, it worked out, and the Longhorns get their lead.
First off-speed pitch by Salazar was a really good one. It broke all the way down from about the outside part of the plate of Akins, broke in on him, and he swung over it. But it worked out for the Longhorns, 1-0 here in the first.
Second baseman Brady Duque at dish.
First plate to Duque in there for a strike. Good fastball on the inside corner.
You know, Salazar, he's just living on this inside corner.
Oh, one pitch is lined up the middle. It falls, and it gets by the center fielder. One run scores. Here comes the second. Here comes the third being waved around. It's Trey Akins. He will score a three RBI double by Brady Duque, and the Longhorns have put a crooked number here in the first.
Off to a great start already. That was a great swing by Brady Duque. Just a ball barreled back into center field. And, you know, it was a close play for the center fielder. But, you know, it's just the ball ended up getting by him. And, you know, three runs come around.
Yeah, center fielder had a chance if he wanted to dive, but he decided to hold up, tried to put the glove down on the ground, but it got underneath him and rolled a bit. That allowed the three runs to score. Don't know if they're counting that as a single and an error or just a straight-up double.
Here's the big right fielder, Cody Ford.
And he could do damage on a ball if he gets one. First pitch to Ford. Swung on and lined to right. Good play by the first baseman to make the final out of the inning. But not before four runs come across on one hit, one error, and one runner left stranding on base. We go to the second inning. Longhorns up early, 4-0.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back in, everyone. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's the second inning of this matchup between your Longhorns and the Katy Peyto Panthers.
You know, we got Chase Kurtz warming up there on the bump right now. He's looking to have an inning similar to what he had at last inning, minus the hit by pitch and the runner allowed to go to third base. He wants to pound the zone with that two-seamer and get into counts where he's able to use that slurve kind of slider curveball that he has to get the swing and the miss.
Yeah, absolutely right, TJ. And you know, we saw him lose control a bit in the later part of the inning, but he was able to recontrol it on that last batter and gladly got the last out of the inning. See if he can bounce back and keep that momentum that he earned to end the inning.
Absolutely. You know, out of the windup, I think Chase Kurtz feels pressureless and you know, he doesn't have a lot of pressure on him when there's no runners on base. And he's able to focus and hit the zone with ease. And
pitching with a lead now is Kurtz. First pitch from Kurtz. Swung on, a little blooper out to right, but it goes foul. That's one of the ones that land in no man's land out there between the first baseman and the right fielder. But luckily for the Longhorns, went foul.
You know, that's one of those balls that if they drop for a base hit, it's one of those ones you can't beat yourself up for.
You're absolutely right. Kurtz now sits in an 0-1 count. Maddox Prentice at the dish for the Panthers. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. That one tailed a lot, TJ, and you could definitely see it.
Yeah, you could see that. I mean, it just darted out of the zone.
See if he can put this in the zone and induce a ground ball. 1-1 pitch. High and away for ball two. It's 2-1 here on the Panthers left fielder. And when you're pitching with a lead, the only thing you want to do is throw strikes. Here's a 2-1. Swung on, fouled off, back to the screen. It's 2-2.
Worked his way back into a two-strike count. Now it's time for Kurtz to capitalize and finish him off here.
He's got a pitch to play with, so maybe we can see that slurve that you've been talking about here on this 2-2. Maybe he goes back to the fastball. We'll see what he does here on the 2-2. Kurtz looks in, gets the sign. Wind and the pitch. Fastball just high. Really close pitch. Good take there by Prentice. And it's 3-2.
That was a good take. I mean, it was definitely close.
Here's the payoff pitch to Prentice. Swung on and missed. Fastball on the lower part of the zone. Gets Prentice to swing on top. And it's one out here in the top of the second.
There was a lot of dive on that one. I mean, that one almost looked like a changeup. But, again, that's just the movement on Chase Kurtz's two-seamer.
Yeah, it seems like Kurtz has, like, multiple different type of fastball. It seems like he has a faster one that he throws with more, that he throws more aggressively, that tails a lot, and then a slower one that sort of sinks more, sort of like a changeup, but not, it doesn't have the speed differential that you see with a changeup. This first pitch is low in the dirt.
There's the slurve we were talking about.
That one broke pretty much just straight vertically, not as much horizontal movement as he normally does. It's 1-0 here on Hector Milan. The pitch, fastball outside for ball two.
Started a little difficulty finding that release point on that two-seamer outside.
Starting off both batters here behind, but he's been able to work back. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball in the outside corner, and that's exactly what you want from Kurtz.
There's the release point he was looking for. If he can just dial in and keep that right where it is, I mean, it will work in his favor.
2-1 pitch, ground at the short. Walton has it. Throw to first. In time. Throw was off target, but Behealer does a good job of working off the base and tagging the runner for the out.
It seems like we have an appeal by the home plate umpire, and he's calling him safe.
So home plate umpire calls him safe, but the first base umpire calls him out. And we're trusting
seems
the
like
home
we
plate
got
umpire.
A little confusion here. I don't know how you let the home plate umpire make the call right
yeah,
there.
I don't understand that. But nonetheless, runner on first for the Panthers on the E6 by Walton. Definitely was going to be a close play if the throw was on target. Definitely looked like that the tag was applied. First pitch to Kios Torres, right to second. Tag for one. Throw to first in time. A 4-3 double play by Brady Duque, and the Longhorns get out of the inning after the E6. We go to the bottom of the second. Longhorns still up 4-0.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We're back here from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Bottom of the second. Longhorns up 4-0. Chase Kurtz having to work out of a... work out of an infield single or an error. It was a really close play. In my opinion, it seems like Behealer got the tag on the runner. But nonetheless, Kurtz was able to get the double play right after, thanks to a lot of help by Brady Duque. Duque fielded the – it was a really slow ground ball. He was able to field it, tag the runner, throw it to first for the out. So now Longhorns will have their chance here in the – bottom of the second. Jack Braswell will lead things off after the Longhorns almost batted around. They got eight batters to the plate.
The Longhorns catcher number 5, Jack Braswell.
Braswell having a little bit of a slump here to start the season. Moved down a couple spots in the order. Definitely looking to bounce back this tournament. First pitch swung on and foul to the screen. Definitely was a good swing there from Braswell. Wasn't late, wasn't early, was on time with that fastball outside. Just a little bit under and fell it off to the screen. 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-2.
Salazar back to taking little time off in between those pitches. He's really rushing the hitters out here.
0-2 pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle, and through for a base hit. Jack Braswell does a great job with two strikes to get that leadoff single.
I mean, that inside pitch in the zone, he stuck his barrel out there and got a good piece of contact and ended up shooting it right back up the middle for a base hit.
So Mikey's coming in to do the pinch running for Braswell, the courtesy running. Two hits for the Longhorns here in the second inning. Barton up now with a runner on first. Infield playing the bunt, and Mikey's picked off. The ball gets away, and he'll be safe at second after the ball gets away from the second baseman on the stolen base, we can call that?
I mean, it seemed like Lewis was picked off. You know, it seemed like Lewis, he was
dead to rights.
Midway between first base, dead to rights. And, you know, unfortunately, there was an error made by, looked to be the second baseman that allowed Lewis to be safe.
Yeah, the throw back to second was a little bit low. It looked like the second baseman had it picked, but just got away on the slide by Lewis, and he was in there safely. So now runner on second for Barton, and nobody out. First pitch, swung on and skied a mile high over to the right side. Play will be dead. Ball's dropped. And throw to third, not in time. Ball gets away. Lewis gets up, goes home, and he's safe.
Heads up playing, heads up base running by Mikey Lewis.
Two errors on the play, the error on the fly ball and the error on the throw allows Lewis to cross, and Barton is on second after that E4.
You know, that was a difficult one, and that wind especially. The wind's picking up a little out there now, and, you know, the second baseman unfortunately just wasn't able to make a play on the ball.
Chase Adams up now with Barton on second. First pitch, high for ball one. Good play there by the backstop.
Right up around the eyes with that fastball.
1-0 pitch is another high pitch, and it's now 2-0. Looked like he took a little bit off of that fastball.
The Panthers appear to have their bullpen up and ready now. We'll let you know.
2-0 pitch is skied in the infield. First baseman on it. He'll make the play for the first out of the inning.
Now up to bat.
And it really hasn't been Salazar's fault, to be honest. I mean, he's been doing a good job, and unfortunate for him, they already have bullpen action going. But Salazar has been doing a pretty solid job of throwing strikes and whatnot. But Heeler digs in now with a runner in scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Blee Heeler. It's high for ball one. But Heeler sits in a 1-0 count. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and another fly ball in the infield. This will be caught by the third baseman for the second out of the inning.
That ball was hit a mile in the air.
We've seen three sky-high fly balls all in the infield here. Seems like the Longhorns are kind of dipping their hands to try to elevate and celebrate, but right now they're just elevating and taking the slow trot back to the dugout. So two outs here for Walton. Barton in scoring position. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Really good.
That's one of
slider.
The first few breaking balls we've seen from Salazar all day, and it was the best one we've seen from him, without a doubt.
Definitely caught Lane, definitely caught Walton off guard. 0-1 pitch, another breaking ball inside. Taking a different approach here on Walton here in the second time around. One one here to the Longhorn shortstop. Little fake back pick. Barton's back in safely. There was no throw. One one pitch. High for ball two.
A little fastball around the letters.
It's 2-1 here on Walton. Two-one pitch. Breaking ball swung on, fouled off to the left. Walton went fishing there and was fortunate enough to catch a little bit of the bat.
Good breaking ball there from Salazar. Almost got Lane to chase. Well, got Lane to chase, but he was able to put a
2-2 pitch. Barton takes off, swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Throw down the first in time for the final out of the inning. But not before another run comes across for the Longhorns after a couple errors. I believe there were three errors total made in that inning. We go to the third inning. Longhorns up 5-0.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football.
Welcome back to George Ranch High School, everyone. We are in the third inning here of the matchup between the Longhorns and the Panthers.
Leading it off here for the Panthers is the catcher, Alan Soto.
First pitch to Soto outside and in there for a strike on the outside corner. Looked just a little bit offside for me, but good pitch there from Kurtz. Got the call. 1-0 pitch from the southpaw is just low for ball one. Really good pitch. If Alan Soto was able to swing at that, definitely would have been a ground ball. 1-1 pitch. Outside, swung on and missed for strike two. Good tailing fastball just outside the strike zone.
Yeah, he had no chance in that one.
1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. Kirsch really looking... pitching in that same spot that he's been hitting this at bat. Yeah. 1-2 pitch. Another fastball swung on and fouled off to the screen. Good at bat here from Soto.
's looking to put Soto away here.
Two strikes here on the Panthers catcher. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fly ball to the right side in foul territory, and it goes foul into the bullpen.
Looks to be caught up on the netting over there on top of the bullpen.
Yeah, so Soto really fighting here to stay alive after a couple bat swings to start this at bat. One-two pitch from Kurtz. Swung on and chopped to the left side, and it goes foul. Good at bat here from Alan Soto.
I mean, he's fouling off everything.
Now, you know, as the at bat progresses, more foul balls equals more leverage to the hitter. You know, you get more pitches to catch up with the timing. And more pitches that Kurtz is going to get frustrated here if there's another foul ball. And there's another foul ball right on cue. And yeah, as the at-bat progresses, the pitchers really start to get frustrated because they just want to get over the at-bat. They want to move on. And you know, right now, leverage hitter right here, leverage Soto on Kurtz. 1-2 pitch, low in the dirt for ball two.
Look to put him away with a two-seamer / sinker down right there. Just wasn't able to get the swing on it.
Kurtz looks in and deals the 2-2 pitch. Is low in the dirt for ball three. Kurtz sort of losing the zone here after getting up 1-2 on the Panther catcher.
I mean, back to what you said earlier, I mean, Soto has just gained all the leverage with all the foul balls.
Payoff pitch. Swung on and another foul ball back to the screen. What an at bat here from Soto.
I believe we're in 10 pitches on the at bat now.
Yeah, definitely 9 or 10 pitches here this at bat. Payoff pitch to Soto. Swung on and fouled off and caught by Braswell for the strikeout. Kurtz was able to overcome that long at bat and finally gets the strikeout to start the inning.
After what has seemed to be an endless amount of foul balls, he finally got what he was looking for with that strikeout.
Brings up Christian Chacon, the right fielder. Chacon digs in. Kurtz looks in for the sign. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner,
but missed.
It is just outside. That high breaking ball, you're not going to get called here in high school. You're not going to get that called. Really hard to call. This one fouled off to the screen. It's 1-1. Good fastball there on the outside corner. Kurtz looks in. Deals the 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. That one definitely looked like a changeup from Kurtz. It just had the fastball plane. It just dropped right at the end. 1-2 now on Chacon. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the third inning for the Panthers, and Kurtz is really dealing here. In the third.
The pitcher, number 14, Victor Salazar.
Good location with that breaking ball. You know, in on the hands and got a swing and a miss.
Back to the top of the lineup, Victor Salazar, the leadoff hitter, batting with two outs here in the third. Kurtz deals. This one high and tight, almost hits Salazar, gets all the way to the backstop. It's 1-0 here on Salazar. Here's the pitch. Another fastball high and tight.
Another
and
one.
Salazar had to duck
area.
Out again. Yeah. That one almost hit Salazar. He had to duck out of the way of that one.
Going back to his struggles from earlier, you know, trying to find the release point on that fastball in on the hands on a lefty.
2-0 pitch is also inside, and it's now 3-0 here on Victor Salazar. Really impressive thing by Salazar. He's doing the pitching duties, and he's also leading things off for the Panthers. Here's a 3-0. Bunt shown, but it's in there for strike. The bunt might have just been to sort of distract Kurtz on the way to the plate, but he got it over for a strike. 3-1 pitch. Another fastball popped up left side of the infield. Richards will make the play for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 go the Panthers. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Longhorn still up 5-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back in, everyone. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Bottom of the third inning here between the Longhorns and the Panthers. Longhorns out to a 5-0 lead thanks to a 3-RBI double by Brady Duque in the first inning. Longhorns also scored in the second and put up another run in the first inning as well.
leading it off here for the Longhorns is the third baseman, Trent Richards.
Number three, Trent Richards.
Richards got on base, walked in the first inning, and came around the score on that double by Duque. First pitch, swung on, lined up the middle. It gets through for a base hit. Good piece of hitting to lead things off here into third by Trent Richards. And he's been one of the hotter bats in this Longhorn lineup. In the Bridgeland tournament, he went 7-for-13 with four extra base hits. He was the hottest hitter for the Longhorns, and he's really continuing that here in the LCISD tournament.
Here's the left fielder, Trey Akins.
He struck out and advanced to first on the errant throw. This one gets away from the first baseman, Richards, making the turn. He's going for third. He will be safe. Trent Richards steals two bags on the errant pickoff throw. Longhorns have a runner on third base, but nobody out. So now, instead of runner on first, nobody out, you have a runner on third for the dangerous Trey Akins.
Akins looking to put the Longhorns up another run right here.
First pitch to Akins in there for a strike. Good fastball in the outside corner. Akins took it. Might have been taken all the way there on the first pitch. 0-1 pitch from Salazar. Low and inside for ball one. One pitch to Akins is high and away for ball two. Akins sits in a 2-1 count here with a runner on third base and nobody out. Here's a 2-1 pitch, high and outside for ball three. It's a 3-1 count here on Akins with two bases to put him on. So, honestly, the smart thing to do was just to put him on base here. 3-1 pitch, swung on, line to left. It gets through for a base hit, and the Longhorns put another run across the board. Trey Akins, RBI single. Richards scores, and it's now 6-0 Longhorns.
At bat, second baseman, number 14. Brady Duque.
Good piece of hitting there by Akins. Got a fastball high and was able to poke it through the left side, through the 5-6 hole.
Here's the catcher, Jack Braswell.
This is Brady Duque. Brady up,
Duque,
sorry.
Excuse me.
First pitch
to
Duque.
Second baseman, Brady Duque.
In there for a strike. He had a 3 RBI double in the first inning. Akins off of first. Here's the 0-1 pitch of Duque. Just high for ball one. It's 1-1 here on the Longhorn second baseman. Third baseman in playing the bunt. 1-1 pitch. Low and inside for ball two. And I don't think Duque is going to bunt here. I think the last thing he wants to do here is bunt in this situation. Up by six, you're definitely just going to want to swing away and try to do some more damage here as you did in the first.
Absolutely. You know, he doesn't want to settle for anything less.
Runner takes off, and Akins will be in there with the stolen base. No throw down to second. Good jump there by Akins, and it's 3-1 here on Duque after that pitch was just low. Hitters count. The pitch, low, in there for a strike. That one looked a little bit low and inside. And it's now full.
Call.
Yeah, very questionable call. But it's full here on Duque. Salazar gets set. We'll have time called to the plate by Duque. Salazar gets set. Payoff pitch. Low in the dirt for ball four. No question on that one, as that one was all the way in the dirt and almost hits Duque, actually, on that back foot breaking ball.
Now batting the right fielder, number 27, Cody
Here's
Ford.
The big guy, Cody Ford. He's looking to do some damage here with a runner in scoring position.
Two runners on, nobody out for Ford. If he can get a pitch to hit, he's definitely going to be swinging away this at bat. He's got all the leverage in the world here. First pitch to Ford. Low and inside for ball one. Salazar looking to try to get that breaking ball to work on the inside corner as he got earlier in the game, but this time Longhorns are not biting. One-oh pitch to Ford. Breaking ball is hammered down the line. It is foul.
Little out in front of that one right there, but it was absolutely crushed.
Looked like
if he waits on that ball again, I mean, that ball will be sent in orbit.
Yeah, it looked like it was a hanging changeup, and Ford got a little bit too excited and pulled it foul. That ball was hit a very fast amount. This one up the middle, caught by the pitcher, back to first. Double play. A line out and a double play. And now there's two outs here with a runner on second.
Good reaction right there by the pitcher just to stick his glove out there, Salazar, and was able to get the double play. I mean that will completely turn around his demeanor, especially after the rough inning he's had.
Yeah, brings up Jack Braswell, and instead of two runners on and one out, it's one runner on and two outs for Braswell. Got a single in the second to lead things off. First pitch to him is low in the dirt.
Batting for the Longhorns, the catcher number five, Jack Braswell.
Mikey Lewis came around to score for the Longhorns. One oh pitch. In there for a strike. It's 1-1. What can I do for you? Oh, I'm just trying to set him up. 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side. It's 1-2 here on Braswell.
One-two count on Braswell. He's got to come in with a two-strike approach and put a good swing on anything near the zone.
Yeah, like he did in the second. Runner takes off. This one lined in the left field, and it's in the gap. One run scores. Braswell digging for second, and he will be in there at second. RBI double for Jack Braswell, and he's having himself a day.
Two for two
with a single and a double and an RBI.
Jack Braswell is starting to get hot at the right time.
And when Jack Braswell is hot, this team can be dangerous. It's now 7-0 here in the bottom of the third.
At bat with center fielder number two, Ryan Barton.
Here's the speedy center fielder, Ryan Barton.
Two runs across here in the third inning. And the 10-run rule is in effect in these tournament games. So if the Longhorns can get up by 10 at any point in this game, it'll be over. This one fly to right is caught by the right fielder. We're going to go to the fourth inning without having to worry about 10-run rule. But not before two runs get across on three hits, one walk, and one runner left stranded. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Longhorns up 7-0.
Live, George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back. If you're into sports, especially high schools,
Welcome back in, everyone. Sorry about that. Top of the fourth inning here from Longhorn Field at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Longhorns up 7-0 here. Charlie Radley leading things off here in the top of the fourth.
Here's Chase Kurtz getting back to work here. Here's a pitch outside for ball one.
1-0 here on the Panther second baseman. Here's the pitch outside for ball two.
You know, Chase looking to repeat what he's done in previous innings, and that's hit the zone.
2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Might have taken off a little bit of that fastball just to get it in there. It's 2-1 here on Radley. 2-1 pitch. Just outside. Really good pitch from Kurtz. Did not get the call. And he wanted it, you could tell. 3-1 pitch from Kurtz. Swung on, ground at the third. Richards makes the play. Throw to first. In time for the out. Radley goes down 5-3 on the putout.
Now batting the center fielder, number 2, Yarel Delgado.
Yarel Delgado up at the dish now. He was hit by pitch and stranded at third in the first inning. Panthers do not have a hit yet here in the fourth. This first pitch in there for a strike on the inside corner.
Backed him off the plate right there and got a strike call.
Here's the 0-1 pitch from Kurtz. Just outside and low for ball one. It's 1-1 here on the Panther center fielder. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, hit right to Kurtz. He will toss it to first, and there's two outs here in the fourth inning.
Great job getting in position to field that ground ball hit right back at him by Chase Kurtz. You know, fielding a ground ball as a pitcher is, you know, you're not exactly expected to go out there and field everyone, but he did a good job of reacting to the ground ball hit right back at him and got him out.
First pitch to Matthew Scott is low and outside. He gets all the way to the backstop for ball one. And you're exactly right. That's why you practice your PFPs, your pitcher fielding practice. And Coach Cubs really does that a lot. He really emphasizes on those ground balls the pitchers normally have some troubles on. That one, fortunate for Coach, was hit right back at him, and he was able to run all the way pretty much to first and toss it over.
You know, a ball hit like that is no gimme, and he did a good job of putting a glove on it, and that was just, it was an impressive play.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch is in the dirt again, blocked by Braswell. It's 2-0. Matthew Scott grounded out to second in the first inning. 2-0 pitch from Kurtz. Fastball swung on and missed. Good fastball there on the inside corner, and it's 2-1.
Kurtz living to lefties seems to be in that upper part of the zone.
2-1 pitch fouled off to the zone, and there's that high fastball you were just saying.
Against lefties, he likes to use that high fastball to his advantage. And then it seemed like whenever we got in those two strike counts with lefties, he'd give us more of a sinker inside.
2-2 pitch low and outside for ball three. It's full here on Matthew Scott.
Kurtz looking to make the most of this payoff pitch. Get out of this inning.
Payoff pitch from Kurtz. Swung on, grounded in foul. Grounded foul over to the first base side. We'll do it again at 3-2.
Kurtz taking a little time to get back on the mound after that foul ball.
Making sure he's set. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle, but there is Walton playing in the shift. 4 no-hit innings for Chase Kurtz. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning after the Panthers go 1-2-3 once again. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns still up 7-0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back into the ballpark, everyone. Longhorns up 7-0 here on the Peyto Panthers. Chase Adams will do the leadoff duties here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be Chase Adams, Blake Behealer, Lane Walton.
Longhorns, the designated hitter, number 11, Chase Adams.
Adams reached on an error and also popped out to first throughout his first two at-bats. Comfortable lead for the Longhorns, 7-0. Adams looking to swing away here, try to get some more runs on the board. First pitch to Adams, low in the dirt for ball one.
Tried to give him a little backdoor breaking ball right there, just didn't work out.
Adams sits in a 1-0 count. Pitch, low and inside for ball two, it's 2-0. Pitch to Adams. Salazar deals and swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Salazar. It's 2-1.
Often similar to Chase Kurtz, when Salazar's in the zone, it seems like his stuff is it's unique and it works.
2-1 pitch is a look like a changeup there. Swung on and missed by Adams. Really good pitch off of that fastball. Pitch to Adams. Swung on and fouled. Adams barely got a piece of that one. Lucky to get a piece off on that really good pitch.
Just got a piece right there. He's able to stay alive. Let's see what he can do here.
It's 2-2 here on the Longhorn DH. Salazar looks in, taking a little bit longer to deliver this one. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball there on the high and outside corner.
At bat, the first baseman, number 23.
Brings up Blake Behealer.
Behealer
0 for 2 in this game. Really not what you normally see out of Blake Behealer. But he's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out.
Definitely not what you'd expect to see from Blake Behealer today. Expect him to get back in this game and make a difference.
Yeah, see if he can get on base here after having some struggles here in this game.
Timeout here called by the umpire.
Salazar looks in. First pitch to Behealer. Swung on and missed. Really good pitch on the inside corner for strike one.
It seems like Behealer's getting beat by these fastballs inside. Something to look for.
0-1 pitch low in the dirt for ball one. Salazar working quickly, and it's definitely catching Behealer off guard. He does not like to be worked quickly. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball low in the dirt. Gets Behealer fishing. It's now 1-2.
Not a lot of time given in between pitches from Salazar, and that can keep a lot of batters on their toes and, you know, off guard.
Salazar deals the 1-2 pitch. Low in the dirt for ball two. It's 2-2 here on Blake Behealer.
Was looking for the swing and a miss right there.
Time call to the plate. All right, ready to play ball once again. 2-2 here from Salazar. Low and outside for ball two, for ball three, sorry. And it's full here on Behealer. See if he can get on for the first time today.
Behealer looking to do something with this payoff pitch.
Any way to get on is Behealer. He's thinking. Sitting 0-2, definitely wants to get on. 3-2 pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left. Coach Cubs had tried to make a play on it, but no dice.
Able to stay alive.
Good at-bat here from Behealer, working the pitch count. Seventh or eighth pitch of the at-bat. Not too sure. Payoff pitch from Salazar. High and inside for ball four. Good at-bat there from Behealer to draw the walk. And there's a runner on first here, one out for Lane Walton.
Going back to what I said earlier about Blake Behealer, he's got the ability. He's got a great eye when it comes to pitches like that in the zone. And he's not gonna put a swing on anything he thinks is not something that he's capable of hitting. And as you saw right there, he worked a walk.
Yeah, and really good at bat there from Blake. Really good discipline. Kyle Jerry's in now for him, pinch running. Lane Walton at the plate.
Always a threat on the base paths over there. Kyle Jerry's always a threat to steal a base. Pretty aggressive on the base paths.
Walton is 0-1, was hit by pitch and scored in the first, struck out in the second. First pitch to him, in there for a strike on the inside corner.
Breaking ball there, just caught the zone.
Third baseman playing in on the grass for the bunt. Oh, one pitch. Breaking ball low in the dirt. It's now 1-1.
Looking for a swing and a miss from Walton here with two back-to-back low breaking balls.
Trying to get the same approach as he got in the second at-bat is Salazar. 1-1 pitch. Runner takes off. Throw to second is high, and he's safe.
Wild
and
throw
going
by the
to
first
third,
baseman.
Kyle Jerry's will be in there at third on the pickoff attempt. The throw to first was in time, but the throw to second after Jerry's took off was high and wide. And there's a runner on third now, a one out for Walton.
The first baseman, Matthew Scott, just wasn't able to get his feet set on that throw, and it ended up going in the outfield.
So it's one stolen base, and then Jerry's advanced to third on the throwing error. Anything in play here from Walton definitely scores that run. 1-1 pitch. Bunt tried to get down. It goes all the way back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Not too sure on the bunt decision up 7-0.
Was looking for a little sack bunt right there just to, you know, get the score up by another run.
A little safety squeeze. Coach Cubs has been known to do that throughout the years. One of those old school coaches. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off. Little emergency swing there from Walton. Might have gotten buckled, but lucky enough to get some bat on it.
Breaking ball caught quite a bit of the zone right there. Lane's able to stay alive, and he's looking to do some damage right here.
Walton in a 1-2 hole. Runner on third, one out for the Longhorns here in the bottom of the fourth. Trying to capitalize here. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fly to left. It falls and gets by the left fielder on the diving attempt. Walton will be in at second with an RBI double. That was a lazy fly ball, and Jerry's was waiting to see if it was caught. Delayed reaction by the left fielder. And unfortunately for the Longhorns, it fell, and Walton standing at second.
The left fielder undercut the ball and just wasn't able to make a play on it and ended up getting by him. It bounced in front of him and made somewhat of a dive attempt, but unfortunately it got past him and allowed Lane to get to second and a runner to score.
All right, winning run at the plate. If Richards finds a way to hit a two-run home run, the game will be over, I believe, on the 10-run rule, if I'm not mistaken. 0-1 here after that foul ball to the left. All right, 0-1 pitch here on Richards from Salazar. outside for ball one. It's 1-1.
Not what he was looking for right there with that fastball. Just didn't come off the hand right.
Well, throwback to second is into center field. Walton digging for third. He will make it with no throw. Another errant throw on a pickoff attempt by Salazar. And there's a runner on third.
It's been a sloppy game with the pickoffs here for Peytow. Something they've definitely got to keep in track and in check, because it's just part of the game, and it's usually simple.
Yeah.
But today it just isn't – it's not working out for them.
1-1 pitch fouled off to the left side by Richards. It's now 1-2 here on the Longhorn third baseman. One-two pitch, high and inside, almost hits Richards, and it's 2-2.
He's lived high and inside to righties today, so that's no surprise backing him off the plate right there.
2-2 pitch, high, and it's now ball three. Another full count here for Richards. 1-for-1, scored twice, walked in the first, singled in the third. Payoff pitch to Richards. Swung on and fly ball to right field. Carrying a bit, right fielder will make the play. Walton digging for home on the tag-up attempt. He will be in there safely. And it's 9-0 Longhorns here in the fourth. Good sack fly does not hurt the average from Richards.
Good job by Trent Richards getting just enough of the ball right there to be able to create enough room for the run to be able to score on that sack fly.
Yeah, Walton was in there standing. It was a closer play than what you would imagine, but a slide would definitely would have been safer. But yeah, he was in there no matter what. 9-0 here for Akins. First pitch in there for a strike.
Close call right there. It seemed as if the fastball might have just caught the outside corner.
0-1 pitch is up and away for ball one. It's 1-1.
Similar spot as the last pitch. This one just called a ball.
1-for-2 on the day as Akins struck out and scored. Also hit a single and scored in the third. This one in there for a strike. It's now 1-2.
Akins looking to add on.
1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. 2-2 count, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Longhorns have played it two runs here so far. A lot of twos on the scoreboard. 2-2 pitch, low and outside for ball three. Everyone on the field thought it was a strike, but that one looked just low.
Backdoor breaking ball just off the plate.
It's full here on Akins. Payoff pitch, high and away for ball four. Brady Duque up now. 1-for-1 with a double in the first, walked in the third, and got doubled up on the lineout. And coach coming out might do it for Salazar. We'll see. Long conversation.
The sure-handed second baseman, Brady Duque, will be up to bat after this mound visit. And it looks like we got a new pitcher for the Panthers.
Another lefty coming in for the Panthers. And with that break, we'll also take you to break. When we get back, we'll introduce you to the new Panther pitcher. And we'll have Brady Duque up with a runner on first.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio. Now let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorns baseball.
Welcome back in, everyone. New pitcher for the Panthers, TJ, you want to go ahead
number
and announce that?
New pitcher for the Panthers, number 13, Caden Clark. He'll be starting by facing off the sure-handed second baseman, Brady Duque.
And I must say, Longhorns have broken out the all-black jerseys in almost every game that I've seen, and they are really looking clean. It's hard to pull off an all-black uniform, but Coach Cubs and Coach Rodriguez have definitely done a good job of designing that.
Definitely a fan of these new jerseys. Looks like we got some action going over near the bullpen for the Longhorns.
Looks like Carson Morton. Looks like he might be warming up. First pitch from Clark to Duque. Duque calls time. Clark, another lefty. Very tall, very lanky lefty is Clark. Aikens off of first. Another pickoff attempt. Not in time.
Almost caught Trey Aikens in no man's land right there with that pickoff move.
First pitch to Duque. In there for a strike. Duque now in an 0-1 count. Aikens off of first. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball one.
Another backdoor breaking ball just off the outside corner.
One one here on Duque. Here's the pitch from Clark. Aikens takes off. Duque swings and fouls it off. See if Coach Cubs can make the play. No, he cannot. An E coach on Coach Cubza over there at third. Duque sits in a 1-2 hole now.
He's not as sure-handed as he used to be, but
I have a pickoff attempt. Not in time. The speedy runner Aikens off at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Duque. Another pickoff, really good pickoff move, and Aikens is out on the bases on that pickoff move. But not before another two-run score for the Longhorns on one hit, two walks, and a runner left stranded. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. Longhorns still up 9-0.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back in, everyone. Chase Kirst out for his fifth inning of work. He's so far put up zeros on the scoreboard, both in the run column and in the hits column. Panthers have had a couple runners on base and have really pushed Kurtz to the limits at some point. Had a runner on third in the first, but other than that, Kurtz has looked incredible here to start off the LCISD tournament.
Yeah, minus the few base runners he's allowed, he's really been pounding the zone and just creating a lot of productive outs. And that's exactly what they needed from him today.
Maddox Prentice will be the first to battle against Kurtz here in the top of the fifth.
The left fielder, number 7, Maddox Prentice.
Prentice 0 for 1 with a strikeout in the second inning. First pitch from Kurtz is low and inside for ball one.
Just missed that inside corner right there with that fastball.
1-0 here on Prentice. Swung on, fouled off, back to the screen. It's 1-1. About 40 minutes left on the timer. Both teams for the next game have shown up. 1-1 pitch to Prentice. Swung on and missed. Good sinker. Two-seam sinker action there from Kurtz.
Yeah, that ball just darted out of... It started in the zone and just darted out and got a swing and a miss.
It's 1-2 here. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Low and away for ball two.
Looking for another swing and a miss right there. What looked to be another sinker outside.
Look like we have a defensive substitution out in center. I'll get you that in a moment. 2-2 pitch. In there for strike three. High strike three called by the umpire. And one out here in the top of the fifth.
Mikey Lewis out there to replace the center fielder, Ryan Barton.
So it looks like Carson Morton in at third base now. And looks like Ryan Barton actually moved over to left. So Trey Aikens out of the game. I believe. I could be wrong. First pitch from Kurtz is swung on and hit to right. It falls for a base hit. The no-hitter is over. So now first hit of the game for the Panthers. Can they work up a couple runs here in the top of the fifth?
Even though the no-hit bid may be over, Chase Kurtz shouldn't be beating himself up over that hit. The ball wasn't exactly smoked or anything. It was just a bloop single, and it's not something Chase should beat himself up about, and he should just go and finish this inning and be confident.
First pitch to Adinel Quiez-Torres is up high for ball one. So Coach Cubs has made a lot of defensive substitutions that I did not notice at first. Brady Duque has moved from second to short, and Noah Vinton is in at second. 1-0 pitch. Low in the dirt for ball two.
Looks like the only defensive substitutions, or the original defensive players that stayed in their original positions, are Blake Beeler and Cody Ford.
Hey, 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. 2-1 now here on Adinel Quiez-Torres. Quiez-Torres down or up 2-1 on Kurtz. One out here in the top of the fifth. 2-1 pitch from Kurtz. Swung on grounder to first. Bobbles off the heeler. Throw to first. Not in time. And another either infield single or an E3. See what we'll call that. But now, nonetheless, two runners on for the Panthers.
Hard hit liner in the dirt right back at Beheeler. Just ate him up and unfortunately wasn't able to make the play. It was a hard play right there, so I'm not sure if that's going to be scored as an error or a base hit.
Alan Soto up now for the Panthers. Two runners on here. See if Kurtz can work out of this fifth inning. First pitch from Kurtz. High for ball one. Kurtz looks in for the 1-0 pitch. Pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Kurtz on the in the high part of the zone. It's 1-1 here on Soto. Kurtz winds and deals the 1-1. Low in the dirt. Good block there by Braswell. It's 2-1 here on Soto.
Kurtz looking to get back on track from where he was in the previous four innings.
2-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Morton steps on third. Throw across the diamond. The first.
In time.
In time for the double play. A 5-3 double play from Carson Morton to Blake Behealer, and the Longhorns get out of the jam. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Longhorns still up 9-0.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everyone. Bottom of the fifth inning here from George Ranch High School.
Caden Clark remains on the mound for the Panthers.
Brady Duque will lead things off for the Longhorns here this inning.
Second baseman, number 14, Brady Duque.
Longhorns need one run to come away as walk-off winners.
After having his at-bat cut short by a pickoff last inning, Brady Duque will step back in the box.
First pitch to Duque, way outside for ball one. One-oh pitch from Clark, outside for ball two. It's 2-0 here on Duque.
Clark seems to be working around the same pace out of the stretch and wind up.
This one ripped to left and down the line. It's fair. Duque hustling for second. Looks like he'll be in there standing. Lead off double for Brady Duque. That's a second of the day.
Great rip by Brady Duque. Looking for something inside and is able to take it into left field and puts a charge and a great swing into it. And he's in to second with an easy double.
Cody Ford will come up now.
The right fielder, number 27, Cody Ford.
Duque is the winning run standing on second base. If he can come around to score, I believe the 10-run rule will be in effect. See if Cody can provide that walk-off hit for George Ranch. First pitch from Clark. Swung on and missed. It looked like an off-speed pitch on the outside corner.
Looked to be a changeup of some type.
Had good movement on it, tell you that for sure. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Clark. Swung on and missed. Another changeup there. Has Ford swinging for the fences. He's on top of it, and he's down 0-2. Clark looks in. Ford digs in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Another good changeup on the outside. Ford goes down swinging.
Three straight changeups right there from Clark. Gets Ford swinging. Great pitches right there from Clark.
Brings up Jack Braswell, and he's 2-for-2 on the day. Single in the second and scored, and hit a double in the third.
Braswell can, I believe, end this game right here by getting the run across from second base.
First pitch. high and away for ball one.
At bat, the catcher number 5, Jack Braswell.
Braswell sits ahead, 1-0. Clark gets set. Here's the pitch. This one's in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
Looked to be another changeup right there. And it caught just the bottom part of the zone. Not exactly what Braswell's looking for, but he's going to go in there and look for something else.
Braswell definitely wants something middle in here. Try to rip that down the line. 1-1 pitch from Clark. Middle in, looked like a slider. And fouled off to the right side.
Breaking ball in on the hands of Braswell. Just was able to make contact with it.
Falls behind 1-2. 30 minutes left to play. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Clark. Low for ball two. Good eye there from Braswell to spit on that breaking ball low.
After having a pitch very similar to that called a strike and the same at bat, I'm surprised he took that right there. That is a great take by Jack Braswell.
2-2 pitch here from Clark. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right.
Just able to hang on right there. Way to battle in there.
Clark looks in. We'll do the 2-2 pitch once again. Good at bat here from Braswell. A couple good takes, a couple foul balls. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Clark. Swung on and lifted to right. It is foul. It drops foul. First baseman had a chance on it. Matthew Scott had a play on it, but let it fall foul right by the dugout.
Nice long at bat for Jack Braswell. I mean, he's fouled off a lot of pitches and is really up in the pitch count on Clark.
And as we were mentioning earlier, the longer an at bat goes, more leverage to the hitter. Pitcher is going to start to get frustrated to see if he can leap something over the middle here for Braswell. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and little dribbler to short. Play is made. Throw the first is in time. Braswell's out on a great play by the shortstop. Really questionable call, but nonetheless, Braswell grounds out to short. Runner moves over to third, though.
Yeah, really close play at first base. And it looked to me as if he were safe, but the umpire would beg to defer.
Yeah. So looks like Ryan Barton is permanently out of the game. Mikey Lewis. First time seeing Mikey Lewis this season for me. See if Lewis can walk this game off with a base hit. First pitch from Clark. Inside and almost hit Lewis.
That one had to back him off the plate. I mean, that was in the right-handed batter's box. Almost split it in half.
It's 1-0 here on the new Longhorn center fielder. Pitch is high for ball two.
Tried to fit a breaking ball in there, just didn't work out.
Clark gets set. Lewis digs in here in the box. 2-0 pitch gets to the backstop. Throw home is not in time. Duque is safe, and that's the ball game. A walk-off wild pitch from Clark, and the Longhorns take this one 10-0 in five. What a game for the Longhorns. We'll go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll have a post-game show wrapping everything up of this classic one here from George Ranch High School.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everyone. One last time here from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas for the day. We have a final. Your Longhorns defeat the Paytel Panthers 10-0. We'll go ahead and recap the scoring. Longhorns scored 4 in the first thanks to a wild pitch that brought home Chase Adams. And then Brady Duque hit a 3 RBI double. TJ, you want to do the highlights for the second?
Jack Braswell, he had a 2-run single.
And Jack Braswell also came around to score on that, so that made it 6-0. In the third inning, Jack Braswell was also, fourth inning we are in now is when the Longhorns scored next. Blake Behealer-Walk came around to score on Lane Walton's RBI double. And then Walton also came around to score on Trent Richards' sacrifice fly. And then to finish off the scoring in the fifth inning, Brady Duque doubled, got to third on a ground out, and finally was able to come around and score on the wild pitch. So that does it here from George Ranch High School. Chase Kurtz is the winning pitcher of the game. He goes 5 innings, allowing 1 hit and no runs, a couple strikeouts to his name. So that'll do it for my partner, TJ. I am Julian. You've been listening to George Ranch High School Baseball here on GRHSI Radio. So long, everyone.
Ray, people will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find everything.